The Villa by Nora Roberts. Copyright 2001 by Nora Roberts. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
To family, who form the roots. To friends, who make the blossoms. The Villa. Prologue. On the night he was murdered, Bernardo Baptista dined simply on bread and cheese and a bottle of Chianti. The wine was a bit young, and Bernardo was not. Neither would continue to age. Like his bread and cheese, Bernardo was a simple man. He had lived in the same little house in the gentle hills north of Venice since his marriage 51 years before. His 5 children had been raised there. His wife had died there. Now, at 73, Bernardo lived alone, with most of his family a stone's throw away at the edges of the Grand Giambelli vineyard, where he had worked since his youth. He had known La Signora since her childhood, and had been taught to remove his cap whenever she passed by. Even now, if Teresa Giambelli travelled from California back to the Castello and vineyard, she would stop if she saw him, and they would talk of the old days when her grandfather and his had worked the vines. Signore Baptista, she called him, respectfully. He had great appreciation for La Signora, and had been loyal to her and hers the whole of his life. For more than 60 years he had taken part in the making of Giambelli wine. There had been many changes, some good, in Bernardo's opinion, some not so good. He had seen much. Some thought, too much. The vines, lulled into dormancy by winter, would soon be pruned. Arthritis prevented him from doing much of the handwork, as he once had, but still, he would go out every morning to watch his sons and grandsons carry on the tradition. A Baptista had always worked for Giambelli, and in Bernardo's mind, always would. On this last night of his 73 years, he looked out over the vines, his vines, seeing what had been done, what needed to be done, and listened as the December wind whistled through the bones of the grape. From the window where that wind tried to sneak, he could see the skeletons as they made their steady climb up the rises. They would take on flesh and life with time, and not wither as a man did. Such was the miracle of the grape. He could see the shadows and shapes of the great Castello which ruled those vines and ruled those who tended them. It was lonely now, in the night, in the winter, when only servants slept in the Castello and the grapes had yet to be born. He wanted the spring.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?